I'm stressed the whole time.
Okay.
The whole time.
I get stressed during combat and stressed during like certain social stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Pretty much real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I'm fighting, I get stressed. And then whenever I'm talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both are 50-50.
Just a low hum of anxiety the whole time.
Speaking of low hum of anxiety, welcome to Queers on Dice, the queerest podcast this side of the Milky Way galaxy.
Perfect.
I am your GM. It's always a perfect segue. Mm-hmm. I park my perfect segue in the garage to ride it around all the time.
Oh, you're on a roll.
Oh, really? No. Yeah, you just lean and it goes. My name is Aris Throttle. I sometimes say a pun, and we're so queer that our preferred mode of transportation is always like little Vespas, like cunty little pink Vespas.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yep,
that's all we ride.
All about it.
You should see it. It's kind of incredible. And we actually started a program, first of its kind, Vespas for Queers. And you just submit an application and we send you a Vespa. We steal it from someone not in need and give it to you.
Queers on Dice is not responsible for stolen Vespas.
Immediately, we steal Vespas. We are not responsible.
Not responsible.
With me, as always, are the intrepid space tour guides of your dreams. You've dreamed about it. Mm-hmm. And I think the question for today is...
If you could be a pumpkin. No.
There are so many different types.
Could you be a pumpkin, yes or no?
Are you a pumpkin or a gourd?
If you could be a... Ugh. Oh.
Yes, gourd.
Yes, gourd.
Gourd.
Gorgeous. Oh, what vegetable would you be?
Sure.
Yeah, that really gets to the deep internal...
It really does.
Like... Heart of a character.
Like the worst first date question
I know.
Wait, that's a bad first date question?
Color. Oh, sweetie.
Is that why I'm single?
If you could be a vegetable, what vegetable would you be?
I'll go first. No. What's a good question?
Oh, I was ready to commit.
Where are we going? Let's do it.
Oh, you had your vegetable on lock.
I mean, no. Oh. But I can. It's like a Heisenberg, not Heisenberg.
Hindenburg?
No. No, Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. Yeah. Is it Heisenberg?
We all are totally aware of exactly what you are talking about.
It's like it's something's not like true until you observe it, and the act of observing it changes it.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
The cat in the box.
Schrodinger's cat. Yeah, similar.
Schrodinger?
I love
Hi, my name is Nick, and I play Flandel, the Plasmoid Barbarian. And if Flandel was a vegetable, he would be... The first thing that came to mind is an eggplant.
Wow.
Nice, rotund...
Cut him and let his bitter juices seep out.
That's right.
Yep.
Big drip energy.
Big drip energy. Aubergine.
Oh, I forgot that's what they're called. Hi, my name is Lisa Frankenstein. I play Peek, the tiefling warlock. And if Peek were a vegetable, I guess a shallot.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because onions have layers.
So many layers.
Because, I mean, it's not very overpowering and it does change color kind of. And it goes well with a lot of different meals. And it melts into, like, sometimes it disappears and just adds flavor. I like shallots.
They're core to so many French sauces.
You only need a little bit to make a difference.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my answer.
Hi, I'm Major Hammy, and I play Jen of Awe, a sweet, sexy dragonborn that will cut you up. And if Jen was a vegetable, she would be a fruit. So she would be a tomato and confuse everyone.
What?
Wow. That's a perfect answer. Wow.
Tink, tink.
Tink, tink. Little sparkles going off of Hammy right now. Yeah. If I were a vegetable, first to my mind, it's a potato. It's just so versatile. It's
good to know yourself.
I'm calorie dense.
Starchy.
And I'm satisfying. I satisfy hunger better than any other vegetable.
Mm, yeah.
It's a fact. So, yeah, let's carbo load, everybody.
Woo!
Pew, pew, pew.
Nom, nom.
To be fair, we're not cannibals.
No.
What do you mean?
Speak for yourself.
Well, we're all snacks.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe the whole dang meal. Oh, we're attractive.
Last time on Queers on Dice, the team entered into the second round of Mortal Kombat, which is trademark, so I can't say that, of Olympic Gambling Syndicate Combat.
Mm. Mm.
And fought against Vangrax of the End, a mind flayer that was next in line for the Elder Brain position, which, as we know, is Kalor, who occupies all those little Sphinx kitties that are running around everywhere. And although Serica was taken out pretty quickly, the rest of the team was able to subdue Vangrax through a little bit of seduction and a lot of just good old hitting in the head. with some clutch mind flayer, anti-mind flayer salt that was poured into his head and other clutch axe wounds. They chopped his arm off, and then right at the last second, the Elder Brain intervened to make sure that one of the successors does not perish in combat and whisked him away to have his arm medically reattached. However, the gang was successful and is able to go to a banquet to meet with the Elder Brain and possibly get eyes on where this Brain of Andul is, which, if we think back 15 episodes ago, that was the goal.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They want that brain. So if they can find the mind of Andul, then they will have the way to get home back to Hearthspace. However, in order to do this, they needed to go to Vangrax and figure out if this was all a scam. And that's why they went.
That's exactly definitely why. And we knew it the whole time.
And then discovered a little bit about the political machinations that are involved with both the banquet and the succession of the Elder Brain. And so going into this banquet, they thought that the most dangerous thing was that they could lose their brains, but the political winds of this mind flayer colony might actually prove more dangerous and deadly. I really fucked up that dangerous.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's unique.
Flair.
You did.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yeah. I've got French on the mind. And that brings us to right in the last moment when the mind flayer doctors enlisted the help of Tallowcake Wifflebottom, the wizard with red hair and the Displacer Beast purse. That's there to just be like, yeah, I can do some basic healing magic. Y'all are kind of incompetent. And that's where we begin our story. The gang crossing paths with this wizard. What would everyone like to do?
I look at Jenna. Follow my lead. You're really good at this.
Got it.
And I like, quote unquote, aside to Jen. Oh my gosh. Did you see that? Is that Tallowcake the wizard?
Oh my gosh. And do you see that Displacer Beast clutch?
Oh, she is serving.
Giving.
Yes. Start doing like little snaps in the air. Yes, Tallowcake.
Look at you work. Look at you go. Come on, mama.
Yes. Cat, cat, cat.
Yeah, you better serve. Are you going to go heal? Oh, my gosh. Healing the world with that look, honey.
We're obsessed with you.
Obsessed.
You look nice.
Oh, sir.
Do you want a performance check or persuasion check?
Let's see what we're better at.
Yeah, let's see. I think I'm better at performance, but
I'm better at persuasion, so I'll do that.
I will not add.
Or do we all have to do the same one?
I'm the same for both.
One of you do it at advantage.
At advantage? Okay, I'll do it. Oh, well.
Oh! Coffee!
Okay. Oh my God. Never mind. It just takes one roll to get a nat 20. Okay, yeah. Great. at all of this compliment, Tallow Cake, who's a tall, big red hair wizard, like with this chic cloak that kind of gives like cape energy while she's like walking about, and a form-fitting maxi dress and a big hat, turns around and is like, "You noticed my clutch?
How could we not?
It is just my favorite item. It had a matching coat, but well, some things are lost to time, and others I will find and kill whoever took it. But until then, it's still cute.
Absolutely.
Daisy, why don't you go take care of the severed arm? Is that right? And the Mind Flayer, like, it's a severed arm. It's really bad. Really bad. We don't know what to do. And so calling Daisy, a white snake slithers out of her hair and down her arm. My familiar can just cast healing magic through touch, so just go. The Mind Flayer brings the white snake into the room, and Tallow Cake goes, "My friends call me Tallow, if you prefer, but what? I didn't realize there'd be other fashion-forward individuals in this colony. Most people just seem to be all about either the money or the mines."
Geneva here. "I am about money, mines, but first and foremost, being the fabulous bitch I am."
Hmm. Yes, I see. Very, very chic. It's very the height of the 90s supermodel era of like just like scantily clad, but like, yes, I see. Very beautiful. Sorry, the 90s is it's a subspace colony. It's a few parsecs away.
Mm-hmm.
It's charming.
I'm a dragon of the world, you know. I take inspiration everywhere I go. I find it, I snatch it, I use it to my advantage.
Stunning.
Thank you, I know.
Well, thank you for the compliments.
Of course. Where?
Do you have any more?
Oh, honey. For you? Absolutely. You're an icon.
Don't get me started on that hair color. Mm-hmm. Oh, riveting. Vibrant.
God. You want to see something cool?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She snaps and it's green.
Ah!
Peek, you do something like that too.
I do, but not as fast. And
Show me.
All right. So I peek. Peek shakes her hands out and touches the hair, and it's like the craft when she like puts her hands
mm-hmm.
her and it turns to blonde.
Mm. Great.
Oh my god, I want to blow out. Somebody do it to me. Someone do it to me.
She's like, "That's incredible. I've never seen something like that before."
Oh, thank you. But it's definitely not as good as yours. You just snap and it's done. It's so sickening.
Mm-hmm.
It is so refreshing to find someone of our, you know, league here for once. You know, everyone here's a little off their rocker. Maybe it's the eating bread. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I don't mean to like flaunt or show off, but I am a Kindori. So it's, we probably aren't on the same like floors, but I love the energy that you're bringing.
Jen flashes her card.
Oh, we are on the same level. I love this so much.
And I'm gonna absolutely ignore the fact that you tried to pretend that we weren't, but that's okay. Mistakes happen. It
you know,
the best of us.
Friendship is paved with pebbles and bricks, and what's a pebble in the face of a path of newfound friends?
Why don't you say we get out of this hospital and go up to our rooms and hang out and have a drink?
You know, I do have a free evening because that banquet got moved and...
Oh, that was our fault.
Oh, that's the whole arm.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you fought in the arena.
We did and we won.
Oh, my gosh. How plebeian. That's so fun.
Sometimes we get bored and you just have to, you know... See how everyone else does it.
Oh, they banned me from the arena a long time ago. I get it.
Of course they would. You're sickening.
Mm, it's fun. All right. Well, let's have a drink. Should we go to the VIP lounge? Should we?
Let's go to our room. Let's go. Would you like to come to our suite?
No. Well, did you redecorate?
Yeah, Jen redecorated. Absolutely.
No, I mean, did you bring your own stuff? See, I have this pesky thing, and she taps her eyes, and she's like, "It's true sight. It does. The illusions don't work on me."
Oh, I see.
So it's just like I would go. I'd be walking into what's the equivalent of like You know when they do photo shoots and it's just all white?
Absolutely.
And then they're taking the Arcano lens and just flashing you. And it's just glorious and you feel riveted, but it's a blank space otherwise. Mm. It would look like that to me.
Well, can we go to your room? I'm really sick of the VIP. Yes. I'm sick of all the, you know, hustle and bustle of other people. It's like, ew.
The demanding to do things like drink and things. We'd rather just chill and not have any pressure.
It'd be nice to be somewhere that's private.
I do have a question, though.
Oh, of course.
Will she be there? And she looks at Serica.
No. Oh, who are you?
I mean, she doesn't have to be there. We don't have to bring her. Is there a problem with Serica?
We have a term for those kinds of people where we come from. They're called looky-loos. They just pry for information. Very untoward. And Serica is kind of just like, I just asked what she did for a living. I don't, sorry. I can bounce.
Sorry.
I think you better. Get out of here.
A tear falls from Serica's eye.
Go.
Jen speaks whispers to Serica in Draconic and goes, girl, what the fuck? I just go to the room. We'll fill you in later. We don't have time to rope you into this. And I'm so sorry. I've rubbed off on Flandel too much. That's my bad.
Get out of here.
She just goes and she's like, my bad. I'll go drink at the bar.
So sorry about that. There's no accounting for taste. Am I right?
Oh.
Shit,
give me a performance check with advantage.
Oh.
Is Flandel performing?
That's a natural 20.
I just have to say this because I've given advantage on both of these times. So you might think, oh, they're getting natural 20s because of advantage. It's a nat 20 on the first roll every time.
The other one's an 18. So.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Damn.
Y'all are rolling hot. I am rolling poorly. And yes, I am making rolls for some reason. Wild. She's like, yes, it's just, I understand why you were hanging out with her before. She's fetching, but good taste just can't be helped, you know?
That's true. It's, I mean, you know, we go way back with her. And so at this point, we would feel bad just kicking her out. You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a loyalty thing at this point.
You know what I do to solve that problem?
What?
It's called stasis.
Oh.
And you can just freeze someone like that. And she does it to a mind flayer that's walking by.
My God.
And they're just like frozen. And whenever you're like over whatever tiff you've had with them, you could just unfreeze them. And then the mind flayer starts walking again.
My God.
It feels almost like they were just like out, but they just come back whenever. So it's like, doesn't hurt them at all. It's a hoot.
You are so brilliant. I cannot stress this enough.
Thank you. Technically, I'm apostate, not for my brilliance, but just because I'm a little bit more avant-garde with my magic, if you will.
The medical of it all in here is really like getting
let's
to
get
my head, and I don't need it to get into my bones. I don't want to get sick.
Oh, great. She takes out a pink Razor flip phone and dials it, and you feel like pink electricity start to vibrate underneath you, and then suddenly it's a flash of pink and you're in her VIP lounge. She's like, the elevators is so slow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that muzak. Ugh.
And as you're teleported into what is her VIP lounge, it is actually a very traditional old school kind of like wizard's large stone arcano study with like a very unassuming bed, but everything's pink.
Oh, wow.
Cute. Yeah.
It's all pink and sparkly. And she's just like, you know, they really got it right the first time. I just think the color scheme was off.
Totally. Absolutely. Monochromatic is the way to go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Serving.
Yeah. Serving pink. Mm-hmm.
She brushes her hair again and it goes to pink. And she's like, yeah. Mm. Oh,
so sick.
Love it. Are there cats in here? Those weird little cat things? They're crawling all over our room.
Oh, you noticed.
Yeah.
They are, they try, but they're not allowed here. And she like, takes out a little like repellent spray and it has like a cat on it and crossed out.
Anti-nip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cat nope.
Exactly. It says catnip underneath on the label.
Oh, thank goodness, because I only like animals with outfits on. If they're not clothed, I feel weird about it.
Absolutely.
It's just a personal 100%. Thing.
And Beam Beam's in a little tux, like tie, a bow tie.
Cute.
So Dish, why are you here? What brings you to this gambling syndicate? It's a little bit out of the way for most people, so you must have something really interesting going on.
I have a question, actually. You're so intriguing and lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And you were down there to heal Van Grax.
Van Gogugu is fine.
And you are the most adept person in this entire casino, I will tell you that. What do you work here? Are you visiting?
Oh, I'm visiting. I like to just, I'm what they call a good time gal.
Okay.
And this place can be a good time for a spell, and they make sure to treat me right, because, I don't know how history works where you are, like, from, or, like, the evolution of civilization.
Sure.
The Mind Flayers have been very funny, because, like, they're following all the similar patterns of, like, others where they're, like, they're now in their little agriculture stage. It's so cute. But they were so good at war and psionic fighting, and they really just didn't think, like, what if we wanted to heal someone? Because if you notice, all these Mind Flayers are a little bit more individual than what it would have traditionally been.
Absolutely.
It's fascinating. So, love coming here, love learning a little bit of psionic stuff, and then I give them a little bit of time, a little bit of energy, promise not to wipe them out, and we have fun.
Wipe them out? Wow. We gotta get her to...
Wipe them out.
Yeah. Maybe we can get her least, to do it for us.
Or at least do stasis so on the elder brain.
She should be so our distraction, huh?
Yeah, I think so. But we just had to convince her to get us to do something.
I mean, she likes us.
Yeah, she does.
For now.
She seems a little, like, wily.
Yeah, you know,
she's
like,
dangerous.
Touch and
Yo,
go.
She's totally dangerous. She's, we're in danger.
Yeah. But. So you love learning things from the Mind Flayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this is a fun place to do it at. But, I mean, are you really that connected with this place?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all.
No.
So how would you like to have some fun with us?
I'm listening.
So we have a mission here. And the banquet was our key in, but now that banquet isn't happening until tomorrow. But we...
You want me to make it tomorrow right now?
Oh, no.
Oh.
That would be sickening. But we are here to... Well, I put on my little cap, my little bucket hat.
Bucket hats are a little...
Oh, it's not fashion forward. I know.
Yeah.
Please excuse it. It's for my own safety right now, not from you.
Oh.
I know that you could just make me disappear without a blink of an eye. We're here to get the brain of Anduul.
Oh.
No.
You don't say.
I do.
Hmm.
And you seem like a good time.
I am a good time gal. I did say that. Well, that's so interesting. It's been about 60 years since I was here last, so I'm not sure how integrated into the... neural systems that is anymore, but that's an interesting prospect. What are you proposing exactly? You just want to take it?
We need it.
What do you need it for?
Well, think of it as a little revenge. You see, we were in the Colosseum just having a good time battling like you do. It was for funsies. And then we were going to defeat Van Gogugu.
Mm-hmm.
And... they stopped us. And I'm like, okay, if you're going to do the whole Colosseum thing, if you're going to like give everybody a show, you have to let us see it through. It made me look bad. I know. They set me up is what I'm convinced.
And she never looks bad.
I never look bad. I cannot. It's almost impossible. But they bamboozled me. And so because of that, I said, you know what?
All we have is our reputation.
All we have is our reputation.
Yeah.
So
reputation.
They fucked with my reputation.
Mm.
I fuck with theirs.
Mm.
Therefore, I take their precious brain because, you know, they're all about the brains. It's very weird fixation they have on it. It's a little aggressive.
So I like a lot of what's going on. I think it's very funny. Mm-hmm. What I don't like is, were you to do that, I have a strong suspicion that, like, Vangrax probably just reverts everything back to, like, warring and uncontrollable expansion. Over one brain? Do you know about the brain of Enduel?
I do.
Do I know about the brain of Enduel? I do not know about the brain of Enduel, but with a natural one, she knows of its existence and knows that it's important, but doesn't know what it does or why. Hasn't really cared.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's, like, what gave them that advancement of civilization to this point in time. So I think it would revert them if they lost it.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be for the better?
I feel like they would have stolen other brains by now.
Other god brains?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
They're mind flayers.
Where? How do you find them?
How'd they find the first one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the first one was a god of brains, so they found that brain because they like eating brains, I think.
Mm, yeah.
Actions have consequences, and I'm not really concerned about the consequences on their end, so I still think it's a grand idea.
They tried to murder us and tried to humiliate us in the Colosseum.
You're way too powerful to be afraid of them, too, even if they were.
Oh, I'm not afraid of them. I just care about the nature and the balance of my fun places. Like, if they go back to a warring society, then where does that put a gambling syndicate?
But if you were here that long ago, I mean, how much longer is this place going to be hip and fun to be at?
It's already losing some of its charm.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say?
I would not.
Oh.
Oh.
Really?
Right? I think it's a hoot here.
Go ahead.
All right, tell me more. What's your idea? You just want to take the brain and be done with it?
Take the brain, leave them in rubbles. Yes, essentially it.
I mean, Vangrax seemed up for it. We didn't tell him what we were up to, but he wants it to go back to the way things were.
And so you're okay with every worker and every person here just becoming thralls and turning into mind players?
We also plan on freeing all the workers.
What?
Oh, see, that's interesting. That's a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yes. That could be another story added to my ballad.
Hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, I have connections.
Tallow cake, freer of the people.
Okay, go off on
the train. Tallow cake.
First Beauty. Of her name.
First of her name.
Tallow cake.
Mother of cakes.
Mother of cakes. Mother of the house of cakes.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Uh-oh.
How did?
Yeah, and then that's when Phoebe murders me. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Okay, what is it that you want from me?
We need a distraction.
We need a distraction, but you're more powerful than just a distraction. I feel like you could help us figure out where it is and help us get there.
Let me be very clear. My goal in this is going to maintain status. So I would like the syndicate and this gambling pyramid to remain, because it's fun. I like fun.
Absolutely.
I rolled a nat 20 on liking fun, so I love fun.
Yep.
Love fun.
Yes.
I'm a good time gal.
Well.
Wait, what if we ensure that Vangrax cannot succeed to the throne of Elder Brain?
He doesn't become the next Elder Brain?
Yeah.
I
can't believe I'm suggesting this. We chill him out. We get him to chill out. Wink.
Are you talking about murdering him?
You're going to have to speak plain, dear.
What if we just incapacitate him indefinitely?
Like stasis?
Yes.
Now, so here's the thing. I'm down to help however I can, but if I do anything too powerful, they'll know it's me, little old me.
I see.
And it just gets awkward. Then I have to put everyone in stasis, and then it's just a wild space in stasis, and then balance of the astral sea will come in, and I'll have to eat the repercussions, and it's just, it always sucks every time. So I'd like to avoid that.
I see.
Cosmic reinforcement of the balance, so... You know, she changes her hair to black and she's like, but I'm down to help.
Sickening.
Great.
Thank you. Also, we will definitely give you all the good glory. We don't need to be involved in any of that.
Oh, that was yes, of course. That was unspoken.
Absolutely. Also, we need an actual distraction. I think I know someone that we can knock on their door and see how they're doing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know other people here?
Well,
we know everyone who we should know. The who's who, if you will.
Yes.
Who?
His name is Gerzy.
Oh.
Do you know who he is?
He's a curmudgeonly thrykeen.
Exactly.
And that has poor taste in everything.
Oh, he's the worst, but he's a great distraction. And he's smart.
How do you know him?
Because I bought his ship.
Oh, fascinating.
Yes.
Huh.
He's kind of, he faked his own death to trick his family out of his riches and then disappeared.
That's funny.
Isn't that great?
No, he should lead with that story. That's charming.
But he probably doesn't want to say that because he doesn't want to get caught. But I bought his ship and found all this out about him.
Fascinating. Well, as soon as you figure out what you'd like me to do, I am but a phone call away. And she gives you all like tiny little pink beepers.
Sick.
And it's like, just press that button and it'll give me a little buzz and I'll know where you are and I can just appear once you figure that out. But otherwise, I'm going to, sometimes I like to primp and preen the natural way, not to use the magic. And also I do need a recharge because the snake appears in her hair again. Mm-hmm. I did expend a fair amount of energy to regenerate that arm. She's like, I could use a little nappy poo.
Okay, well, we'll leave you alone.
Gosh, we'll get out of your hair.
Yeah.
We'll be in touch. Ta-ta.
Kiss, kiss.
Okay, ta-ta. And she pushes a button on her pink razor and you're teleported into your VIP suite.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, we have one person to help. Should I go? Should we go? Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your little bucket.
We don't need our bucket hats in here, you guys.
Yes, we do.
In here? Yeah. In our
Aren't we in our room?
Yeah. And crawling with cats.
Yeah. Things that are watching us.
Yeah. You established that.
Shit, we should have borrowed some of that cat nope.
Yeah. Really?
I'm very fucking confused. Jen puts her bucket hat on.
Should we go and try and talk to Gerzy?
Yeah. We can use all the help we can get.
Yes, it looks like we need somebody else to do the dirty work because little Miss Prissy Pants, fur, fur, clutch, clutch is not about to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants to help, but from like a distance, you know.
She wants to take all the glory yeah.
Yeah.
She can teleport us there and definitely help us get there. But then once we have the brain, I think we need a way out.
Yeah, well, we just don't know where the brain is, too.
Right.
No, it's probably in the sanctum of the Elder Brain itself, but
yeah,
we don't know exactly where.
And come to find out, it is the brain that they're using.
Well, the banquet will get us to that place. So,
but so could Magenta, right?
Yeah,
with little flashy.
I think so, but
I mean,
maybe we should go and talk to Magenta and see what she means by freeing. The thralls,
yeah.
Because from the way that it sounds,
our employees,
the quote unquote employees, because from what it sounds, from what Tallow Cake said, is that if we free the brain, all of them will just turn into mind flayers.
So talk to Magenta first, and then talk to Gerzy.
Yeah, see how she's going to plans on freeing, so that we can all do that at the same time.
Okay. Well, I think she mentioned that. We need to distract the brain or incapacitate the elder brain long enough for it to break its connection with the thrall. Is that right?
Huh?
Okay. Let's go talk to Magenta.
Okay. Yes. Where's Magenta? Is she on the floor right
now? Can I roll for where is Magenta?
Yeah, sure.
Is she working right now or is she like on break?
Roll a luck check.
Okay. Well,
you don't have any, there's no stats. If you get high, 10 or higher, and yep, she is where you want her to be.
Can I use my inspiration?
Sure.
Oh.
It's an 18.
She's working. She's downstairs. She's at the cards. You get a feeling just like the winds of fate are in your favor.
To the cards.
To the cards. Yeah.
We don't get in trouble.
Music plays as you enter into the elevator once again, but now you have little pink beepers. Do any of you look at your beepers or like?
Yes.
Okay, great. Wonderful. There's two buttons. One of the ones that you were told to touch for calling to Tallow Cake. And then there's another button.
What color is it?
Also pink.
It's pink? Both of the buttons are pink?
Yeah.
Okay.
The elevator door.
Let's wait.
You can press it if you want.
Let's wait to call her.
I want to press it.
Do it.
Because it might bring her immediately, and we'd want to let her rest.
Well, okay, the immediate button's the right one, and the left one is just there.
Okay, well, she's resting right now. We don't want to piss her off and just call her for no reason.
Okay, I'll press it later.
Yeah, we'll press it later. We'll try it later.
But I don't know what that button does.
We could say this is an accident.
Accident. We butt dialed.
Butt dialed.
Butt dialed.
Butt beep.
Butt beeped.
Wonderful. So you go to the card table, and this time she is not working the green neff table. She's
having the tum.
She's at the flapper hold'em table.
Flapper hold'em.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've got to know when to hold 'em. Nope. Hold
'em. And she's like, well, hello again, valued guests. There's like a gnome that's on the far left side of the table, and he looks like he's been up for like 72 hours straight, just like, hit me. And she goes, and she's like, it's the wrong game again.
Man.
But Green Neff is right over there if you need him. He's like, hit me again. I was like, okay.
Maybe you should call security to move him.
I'll tell you what, I've had enough.
Yeah. I don't mean the cards, honey.
He keeps tipping me, so I just... He can stay there, but he's losing his hands.
Yeah. Well?
Would you all like to play?
I would love to.
That Wonderful. Is why we're here.
Oh, okay. Yep, let's play.
Great. I assume you're not here for a game.
No, we're not here for a game. We need to talk. You said you wanted to free it.
Yes. Okay. And if you can cause a distraction at the banquet... That will probably weaken the hold.
At the banquet. What if we did it before the banquet?
Oh.
Wouldn't work?
That's when the Elder Brain's most on guard, is like all the other times, and the banquet's when he's relaxing. But maybe, I mean, I'm not. Listen.
You know better than
I'm just here trying to make it work.
We're just trying to help you free the things while we do get what we want, because I think all of us would feel really awful if everyone just became mind flayers. And
well,
if we can avoid that.
Yeah. I had the chance to leave once a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was during a banquet, and that was when his control lapsed a little bit. There is a portal exit to a subworld that they once colonized a long time ago that's kind of just forgotten. And if it's a long enough distraction that creates a lapse, I would say maybe I need half an hour to get everyone there. And then the other difficult thing is making sure that none of the mind flayers that are just out and about in that area are around patrolling. And if that happens, then I can get everyone out of there.
Mind flayers out of the area where the portal is.
Yeah. The other option is you could kill all the leadership and see what happens. That'd be.
I feel like that wouldn't really work. They would probably just pick new leaders.
Maybe. Also, the Elder Brain's like really powerful, but.
Sick. How do you play this game?
Yeah.
Welcome to Flapper Hold'em.
Is it like blackjack?
It is.
It's all just blackjack.
Yeah.
And then the gnome goes, hit me!
Yeah. And I go, yeah, hit me.
No, this is a game where you're dealt a hand of two cards, and you have to make the best hand of five with cards that I reveal to the entire community.
Oh, it's like Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. The river.
If you were from this planet called Earth, and there were like people.
Earth.
Yes. Texas Hold'em. But what is Texas? No, I'm kidding.
Teja!
Yeah, it is fantasy Texas Hold'em.
With sparkles.
With sparkles! And it's all purple.
Okay.
All right. Everyone got five Chris?
Yeah.
Well, y'all are rich. Do you want to juice it up a little bit?
We'll start with five.
Okay, that's fair.
10!
The way that you two played yesterday, we're starting with five.
10!
Oh, 20. Jen.
30!
20.
All right. I got 10 and 30, and she instantly grabs.
Two are the worst. Sorry. We're going to lose our 13,000 crests.
The pit boss over to the side, like, if Mind Flayer could smile, he'd be smiling right now because she capitalized on the said numbers.
I don't know what's going on with
all
me.
All right.
Basil, you're too influenced.
Here's your two cards. So each of you can roll a D12 twice.
This one.
And it's 30, 20, and...
Five. Or 10, because that's the limit, right?
Five is the minimum.
I'll just do 5.
Okay.
So this is how we find out what cards we have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't want to show me, Hammy?
No.
Don't look.
Do we know... How do we find out the whether it's a heart or a diamond or a spade or a...
There are no suits.
Oh, okay. That's the word suits. That's what I was looking for.
Mm. Yeah. This is a simplified version. And so what happens is you each have your D12s. I am going to roll for the 5 numbers that are out. I'm just going to do them all at once because we're not doing rounds of betting, really. It's just like you all versus the house. So you're going to see if your hand, after we flip over those 5 numbers, is better or worse than the house's hand.
Okay.
So you all have your 2 numbers.
Yes.
So you're going to make your highest you can out of either a straight or a number of a multiple of a kind.
Okay.
All righty. Your 5 numbers are... It's a 9.
Oh, it's a 9.
3. 4. 12. And 12.
Mm.
3 of a kind beats a straight of 4. Does anyone have anything?
I mean, because there's 2 12s, I have 2 pairs.
Oh, you rolled a pair?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anyone else have anything?
I got nothing.
Nope.
Well.
Diddly squat.
She rolled a 3 and a 4. So.
So we have the same.
You have the higher pair, though, so you win.
How?
Holy shit.
Should have bet more.
And everyone else loses, so she takes 50 crisps from you.
What? Wait, what?
Itch.
You lost.
But Io didn't bet 50 crisps.
You bet 30 and he bet 20.
Oh.
It goes so quick.
But how much does the house... So the house bet's minimum, right?
So Peak gets that.
You would have gotten your money. You get the 5 back.
I made us 5.
Let's go. We lost.
I am... I need to take y'all to Vegas.
No, or like, don't need to take me to Vegas.
Or to just one of the little casinos that's around here.
I think that would be best.
Once you see it, it makes so much sense. But if you don't
play. I've played Texas Hold'em before. It's just like the betting isn't really something that I do.
Wow.
Because I don't understand numbers like that.
Oh. Gotcha. And that's why we play D&D.
Yeah.
Where the numbers are dice and the cards are dice too.
Math rocks.
Little math rocks.
Down with math.
Wonderful. And so then after the hand, it's all going swimmingly, and then you hear the... She taps back in. Okay, so you're going to try and cause a distraction during the banquet or before?
Now it feels like we should do it during the banquet.
Yeah, I feel like to help you out most, we'll do it during the banquet.
Great. There are also whisperings of a faction in the Mind Flayers that want to actually expand this idea of like farming and agriculture, but like drive it via consent.
Oh, beautiful.
To have the Arabellas of the world. She kind of looks at Arabella off in the distance getting like drinks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the Arabellas of the world can still be happy, but then the people that don't want to be here, that we're kind of like grandfathered in under a really gross system of servitude, can go on their merry way.
Do you know who we could talk to about this?
The leader of that faction is Altarian.
Are they the current advisor to the Elder Brain?
That's Dudley.
That's right.
He likes the meats.
He likes the meats. Cold cuts.
Fresh cold cuts, baby.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea. Potato salad.
Yeah. Macaroni.
This is a lot of people.
How do you know all the other names?
Bacon and sausage.
Are you able to get us into the brain space? Like, how do we get in and out of that area?
I don't know where that is.
That's not helpful.
I think we need to talk to Altarian. I think he might know.
You could. You could either blow it up and give us a chance to get out, or play politics. I don't know.
We're not playing politics with
We want flares. To blow things up. We just have to know where we're blowing up.
We need to know where this, booty hole is. We need to know where the booty hole is.
What?
Sorry. Something we came up with.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We need to know.
You need to know where the booty hole is.
Yeah.
We got to get in that sphinx.
And
she's like doing, like, you see that she's like processing the math, and it's just like, I guess you don't have a booty hole.
And
I guess this is a confusing topic for you.
Don't worry about it.
So,
Andal's brain. We need to know where that brain is, and we don't know yet. Do you think one of the mind flayers will know, right?
I would hope so. Definitely the elder brain knows.
Well, yes.
Okay, so I guess we'll cause a distraction during the banquet.
I feel like Altarian would help, though, if he's, like, looking to free all the people that don't want to be here against their will anymore. Yeah.
Correct.
Then he could help Magenta.
Well, I mean, he wants to make friends with the cattle.
Right. Where's the portal room?
And so,
another hand, please.
The cattle.
All right, who wants to bet?
The people who are working here who bet what?
Ixnay on the conversation here.
For me.
Great.
I do. Are we still playing with her? Are we?
Oh, you can go if you like. I don't mean to keep you. Okay. I'll deal.
Flagel is playing.
All right, I'll put 5 in.
I guess I'll fucking play if everyone's playing.
Let's Alrighty.
Play a game.
Here's the numbers. 7. 7. 7.
What?
6. 12.
I got 4 sevens.
Sick.
I got a 1 and a 2, and then I got a 12 separate from that. So I feel like that's 1 and 1 and 2 and 2, and that's a pair. And what? So I win.
What?
3 sevens for me.
What do you mean you got a 1 and a 1 and a 2 and a 2?
I got...
You didn't roll...
The housey wowsy did a 1 and a 2. And I got a 12, which is technically just a 1 and a 2 smashed together in combo. So therefore, I have 2 pairs.
Wait, did you roll a 12?
Yes.
You have a full house. You have 3 sevens and 2 twelves. Did you roll a 12? I didn't say 1 and 2, I said 12.
I rolled a 1 and a 2, and those together could be a 12. And
Jen.
Or if you want to do it the other way, you can take the 12, break it apart. That's a 1 and a 2. I got a 1 and a 2. That's 2 pairs.
Jen, that's not how that works.
It's kind of better for me that way.
I'm getting creative.
Nope, that's not how casinos work.
You know what? You run a free mind tie. It's just on its way, lickety split.
They're free anyways. I'm sitting at the table. I won.
Well, the gnome's like, hit me.
Hit me too. This is ridiculous.
Some random person comes up and punches him.
Yeah, he's like, oh, thank you.
I would also like to be punched. This is ridiculous.
Someone comes up and punches
you. No, wait. I punch them back.
Great. Roll an attack.
Wait.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll an unarmed strike on you. It's a nat 1.
Oh.
It glances off of you.
They're not allowed to actually hit the guest.
Right.
Coffee, bitch.
You got a nat 20. Great.
Her fist goes through the face of the other.
Yeah. How do you punch the living daylights out of this halfling?
So I stand on the table and I take my shin, or not my shin. What's the back part? My calf.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go whoop on their head.
Ow!
Calf.
Great. Roll damage.
Well. Did you get anything, Flandel?
Oh, it's a 1. Wait, no.
A 1 again?
We'll just take the 1 because let's not kill Bay like random citizens.
Well, I got 4 sevens. So, damn.
I don't think we should gamble anymore. I've started fighting people. That's never a good sign.
Yeah.
No, we got to get you.
I won twice.
That's great.
For once. All right, let's get out of here.
Can you give me an insight check?
Sure.
Just peek?
Yeah, if you want.
I think... 15.
It's not worth mentioning.
Oh no, Flandel.
That feels too high. 27. I always forget how high my insight is.
Yeah, you like see nine. Inside of everyone.
You have. I remember making your character sheet with you. You have
dragon
expertise.
Eyes.
Dragon eyes. See everything.
Yeah. Yes.
So you just notice that Magenta seems like pretty happy with how this exchange went, and then you see a sense of like deep pride after Pico's like, I won twice.
Aw. That's cute.
Precious.
Wonderful.
Flandel feels nothing.
Flandel's like focused on the loss.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Realizing that he should not gamble.
Are we going to go talk? Oh, we didn't know. How do we find Ibrahim? No.
Altarian. What's up?
You get the feeling that like access to mind flayers aside from that hospital is not going to happen until the banquet.
Got it. So we have to do that convincing when we get there.
The banquet is the thing wherein we'll catch the king. It's Hamlet reference. Yeah. Okay. No, so we got to do everything. We got to put all our eggs in the banquet basket.
Looks like it. Sorry, Peek.
Let's go.
We're not talking about this because
nope.
We're vibing.
Oh
my God, I'm drunk and I lost. That's crazy.
Let's punching go back to our room
with my shin.
You could be having this conversation in your room in your bucket hats.
Yeah, like, great.
Yeah. We've established this. Torin and Sarah are playing cards by themselves.
Great. Should we talk to Grizzy?
Yes.
We should probably offer him. Well, actually, he might be richer than us. I don't know how much money he has.
He's probably loaded.
I'll let your natural 20 from 10 episodes ago. He's definitely richer than you.
Yeah. What could we offer him?
That's
emergency.
I can't give him this ship back. That's gone.
Break in case of emergency.
Oh yeah, we have that thing. We could just unleash it right now and let it rip.
What thing?
Oh my
what
God.
What thing?
The essence of gore.
We're not doing that here.
No.
That's
just
not a good
putting
idea.
It out there. All of our options and backup plans.
I think that might be...
It's not a good
idea. That's a distraction.
It's a distraction for sure.
It's a distraction, but mind flayers under that... If you thought that that what's-his-name was bad and that little ship was bad, imagine mind flayers under that rule.
His name's Gandar.
I don't think that's a good idea because if Gandar was that scary, imagine mind... They have the power to control minds and that... I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, I won't use it unless absolutely necessary. No, I won't use it.
Jen just looks at Flandel and winks.
I saw that.
I have something in my eye. Wink. No,
okay. All right. Okay.
Let's go talk to Gersey.
That reminds me of like reptiles have like the
special
type of membrane on their eyes to
the
like third get
lid.
Dust out or something.
What could we offer Gersey though?
Just winking.
Like, how could we get him to help us?
Well,
what's in it for him?
We don't know anything about him other than he's got a bunch of... He's sort of like the succession dad, and he's got a bunch of kids that want him to die so that they can, like, succeed him and get all his money.
This is awful, but...
Oh, my God.
Blackmail him.
No. What if I offered him the key and the jacket?
Oh, to...
I feel like we're meddling a lot.
Oh my God, we pit them against each other.
We're just putting a lot of fires up everywhere and leaving them and hoping they don't explode.
She doesn't really like him though, right?
It would be a distraction.
Oh my God.
Peek, you chaotic little fart.
Would it be a productive distraction?
Okay, I have an idea. Why don't we start with like just blackmailing him to say we'll share his location, his whereabouts. We knew about the ship. We knew about all that stuff. We know where his family is. We'll give him the 411. Say, there's where your papa is. Go get him and get your money, bitch. He's not dead. He's right here.
Okay.
And then backup plan.
We give him the explosion and the key.
Okay.
Emotional explosion is fine, but now
what if
we explode the orb out?
And then what if, here's something else. Tallowcake seemed really into it. Yeah. What if he's also into it? What if when you're super rich and powerful, you're just bored and you just want it. Some people just want to see the world burn.
They need to feel alive
again. And maybe this is...
Why do you think I'm here? Why do you think I got on Pristine Ventures? Same bullshit. I mean...
I thought you did it for the love of... You said you loved natural spaces.
I love naturally being the best in the space. And that just... Yes.
That's starting to make sense now.
Oh, Flan.
I love you. We're family. Okay.
Let's go.
All right. So we go and we knock on Gersey's door.
Let's vibe him out first. That's all I'm saying. Let's vibe him out. Vibe him out.
Yeah.
Fight.
Fight him out.
Is he in his room? I mean, we're knocking on his door, so we'll see.
He is unfortunately not in his room, and the door is locked.
Hmm.
But y'all are sneaky. I've never heard a locked door stop in a party of adventurers for very long.
Wow, you are goading us.
I've never goaded you all into...
Are you trying to get us to break into his room?
Never! But you could.
But why would we do that?
I don't know.
If he's not in there, what's the point?
Well, we could get dirt on him.
We already have dirt on him.
I'm a good time gal, too. I'm... he is with a luck check of a natural one. I'm really only rolling ones and 20s right now. He's definitely not there.
Is there a keyhole?
Yeah.
How big is it?
Big enough to gloop your little eye sensor through and take a look if you wanted.
I just gloop one little gloop in there.
Oh.
It looks like a goth sci-fi... Like,
hell yeah.
Experience in there.
Whoa.
Remember what his ship looked like.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
And there's like little techno gadgets and all this other stuff in there. Anything deeper, you can give me a perception check.
Guys, it looks really cool in here. PQ be so into this. 21.
Great. Yeah, there are schematics in here for a number of like different kinds of ships and
like
things.
Different like ships and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
You recognize that one of those ships is actually a ship that you've seen in Heartspace before. It's a different member of the Pristine Ventures fleet.
Do I know which one?
No.
Great. I've seen a bunch of ships and like schematics for ships in here, and one that I know is part of Pristine Ventures.
Hmm.
Shady.
That's weird.
Yeah.
He's such a shady
guy. Or you can give me a history check if you want to know.
Okay, that's... You know. It's probably 12.
The name begins with a V or something like that.
Okay. Miranda...
Vences.
Vantress? Nope. Nothing. I got nothing.
Valkyor.
Well, don't we have like all day before the banquet?
We could certainly go find him.
Oh.
He's probably like at the...
I would assume he was betting at the Coliseum.
Or sports.
Sports might
be... We haven't checked any of that. Yeah.
Let's go check out the sports area.
Okay.
Yeah? Jen?
What? I got bored.
We're going to check out the sports area. How does that sound?
Go ball. All
right, let's go check out.
Or we could split up. You can go to sport. I can go to sports. You can go to
wherever you want. Just don't.
Sure. Let's
VIP.
Split
he could be at the VIP lounge. He could be at sports. He could be at any one of the card places.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Don't Fret kitchens.
Well.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I won't do that.
No, you do whatever you want. If you want to go to the Don't Fret kitchens.
I'm running into dead ends here, so I'm like, what else? Well, not dead ends.
Yeah.
It's not dead ends. You just have options.
It's a lot of choices.
Are y'all splitting up?
I guess.
No.
Do you want Serica and Torin to do something?
Yeah.
Yeah, send them on a fucking mission.
Serica, go check out the VIP lounge. Torin, check out the card room. See if you see a curmudgeonly old Thrykeen.
Name. And Torin raises his hand.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Yes.
She captain gives orders.
Right. Sorry.
He captain.
You're not even technically.
Is he okay?
You're not.
Hello? Literally who now we have opinions.
You're not even a part of the crew, technically. What are you worried
about?
You're
an honorary.
Yeah, well, then I guess you can't give me orders, can you?
Well.
Okay, if you don't want to help us anymore, you can stay here.
I just think Flandel's gotten, something about this gambling syndicate has changed him. I'm just pointing that out. He's gotten a lot more comfy with a little bit of lying.
He has confidence now.
It's called skill building.
That's not a bad thing.
Working on myself.
Okay, sorry. She captain here says, listen to Flandel. And I also say whatever Flandel said to do. Plus, you're also going to look for somebody. If you happen to run into anyone named Altarian, or you know, or you hear any rumorings about a revolution, a group of people trying to stir, right? That's what they are, the revolution.
Yeah. Children of the revolution.
Yeah, correct.
Got it.
Think about that. Report back, please, and thank you.
All right, I'll do the cards. Serica does the VIP lounge. We're on it.
Got it.
Come back with a better attitude.
My attitude's fine.
Eh.
So who wants to go to sports and betting?
Let's all go. I don't like
Chris's
face and tone of voice when we talk about splitting up. It scares me.
I'll go to sports.
It's just scary.
Lovely. Wonderful. So you're all going to the sports betting area. You kind of figure that someone that is that wealthy and that kind of just doing whatever, hiding out, is probably going and betting on sports. And so instead of going to the fifth floor with all the cards and everything, you're going to the sixth floor. And as you go to the sixth floor, you see that music is playing, of course, as per usual in the elevator. And as it opens, it's almost just like this bright light everywhere, and you realize that there's just floating glass magically projecting images of all these different types of sporting events, of things that you didn't even realize could be sports. There's hippocamp racing, which hippocamps are water horses just kind of going across waves, and you see that there's a group of Thrykeen that are really excited about that. There are some gifts that are betting on what just looks like a war, like an actual battle, like in some far off place of like little ants just going at it. They have guns. And you also see just the softest game of badminton you've ever seen played by teeny, teeny, tiny rabbits. And you see they're so fluffy that they like jump for it and they like land so softly, like it's just a little powder. They try and get the little shuttlecock and launch it over.
That's adorable.
Cool.
And a number of other games are being played as well.
I know that it's a really soft game, but when they win, do they scream?
Yes. It's a war cry.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's piercing.
Mm-hmm.
Jen just runs up to the rabbits and goes, ooh, and picks one up.
Yeah, that one's logo. All the others are screens, but that one's right there. That's right.
I want it in my hand.
It's there, yeah.
Okay, and then she...
Hey, I'm chaotic.
It's a fluffy bunny. She takes out a little Beam Beam outfit and puts it on the bunny.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry. Okay, this point is a lot. Ma'am, you can't, like, handle
his
the
name
players.
His Floofy, and he's mine now.
I'm Daryl.
Hi,
and
Daryl.
He turns up and,
I'm Jen.
He's like, can you please put me down? I was...
You're the bunny.
Yeah. You're the bunny. Hi, I'm Daryl. That was actually the match point. My entire career is riding on this game.
But I love you.
That's very sweet. Thank you. I am married with
120
kids.
Drop sterile.
All right. Have a nice day, ma'am.
No, you have a nice day.
Peek, I think that Jen is losing it.
You don't say.
I think that something is going on. She seems desperate for love, and yet she does not want it at the same time. She seems aggressive.
I think we need to get Beam Beam a friend.
Beam Beam looks a little jealous.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh my God.
We need to get Beam Beam a friend.
Okay. All right. I stride over to where most of the Thrykeens are watching the hippocampus races, and I'm looking around.
Can I roll to see if I see him?
What?
Can I roll to see if I see...
See Gerzy? Yes. Okay, you can give me a perception check.
Okay.
You, who is preternaturally aware and...
Do I get advantage on the roll?
Cause, no.
Because you said, if I see him anywhere, I will recognize him immediately.
You will.
Yeah.
Let's see if you see him.
Okay. Maybe it's like a really low DC for you.
It's 11. No idea.
With an 11, you don't see anything.
Yeah.
But you kind of hear a voice that's a little bit louder than the others. And one that you think... So number one, it is clearly Thrykeen. You've interacted with a lot of Thrykeen. And so you know that it's like part mental, part like insectoid type of speaking. It's like it's telekinetic, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. Telepathic. I keep saying that.
Don't worry about it. Everybody does it.
What is pathos and kinesis anyway?
One's mental and one is moving things with your brain.
I know. I've watched the X-Men.
I've made that mistake of when I first played a warlock. Got made fun of a lot.
I can do it all. And so as you follow this sound, this preternatural instinct that you have, you do in fact come across the back of a slightly older, averagely heighted, Thrykeen man. And you just hear that.
I win again. Y'all really suck at this.
What is he saying? Is he just betting on the sports stuff on the screen?
Yeah, and so the screen that he is looking at, they're betting on the weather patterns of a far-off planet to see where a hurricane can strike. And it's actually, like, the planet is playing in, like, rapid time. So these, like, things are kind of evolving or not. And it's like, all right, the next monsoon cycle is coming up. Let's go.
That's wild.
I'm so good at this.
Oh, my gosh. I come up behind him. I go, Gerzy, you are good at this.
Whoa.
This is so impressive.
No one knows my name. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Peek.
I've never met you. Ever met you? Do I know you?
Oh.
Why do you know me?
Because you're so famous. Because you're doing great at this.
I'm not famous.
Oh.
Literally try to hide from everything and everyone around me because I want to just, like, you know, fuck off.
Right.
How do you know me?
Mm-hmm.
Security.
Okay.
Security.
Hold on. All right. Oh my God. You are doing really well here, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your game.
Freaking me out.
I don't mean to freak you out. I mean you no harm.
That's good.
Okay. And obviously,
I like you more now.
Okay, great. Well, obviously, I'm not going to hurt you in this casino because, like you said, security will just come over right away.
All right. That was a nat 20.
Right. After you're done with your betting,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to have a chat with you. I'd like to have a coffee with you. You seem like a really interesting character.
I don't drink coffee. It goes right to my head. Too many ideas.
Anything you want. It doesn't have to be coffee.
All right. Well, let's do it now. This planet's old news anyways. And, like, throws it away, and everyone else that was banging was like, hey!
What the hell?
Bumble.
That monsoon was just about to hit.
I was betting on thunder.
all right, what's up? And it's like they points to a bar, and this one looks to be, it looks, what is the architectural
Dave and
style
Buster's
of a Cheesecake Factory? Close.
Oh, yeah. The Eye of Sauron forever watching, which could be just the cat sitting there. Cheesecake Factory. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
A Cheesecake Factory, in between all the booths above them, they have these glass things that are in between these two points on everything, and it looks like there are eyes of Sauron everywhere in the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Wicker everywhere.
Yep.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Weird pillars.
Uh-huh.
And, like, gentle, warm Sandstone-esque.
Like they said, Lord of the Rings, Italian, and Atlantis. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Now I'm really sussed out about Cheesecake Factory. Now I'm really thinking
through it. Weird. It's a weird place. And then they said, why not Wicker?
Why not Wicker?
Yeah.
Tie it all together.
That's the bar.
Yeah. A menu? Let's give them a binder.
I love this place.
Of course you do.
Get whatever you want. It's I'll pay. This is a weird conversation, so that's fun.
Oh, thanks. How much fun are you having here at this casino?
It's always fun to visit. I usually come here for like 10-year stints at a time.
Oh, okay. So you've been here for a minute.
It's year seven.
Year seven. So I mean, things are starting to wear down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm doing good.
You're doing great, but like. I don't know. I feel like if you win after a while, things just kind of become predictable and it's too easy to win.
Nothing's unpredictable. If you run the right calculation and plug in the right formulas, you can predict anything.
That's what I mean.
It gives me comfort to be able to predict things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it was quite a chance you took building the Sky Reaver and faking your death.
Who told you about that?
I didn't. Nobody told me.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, Gersey shot first.
He did.
DC you want to beat is 16.
It's an 8.
He trips you and one of his inner arms.
I thought we were sitting.
He trips you onto the ground from sitting.
Okay.
Knocks your chair over and has one of his like side arms right at your throat and a like burning hot knife has extended from his elbow.
Whoa! And it's
can I like, cast Hellish Rebuke?
Whoa!
As a reaction? Yeah.
Okay.
We are just fighting everybody in this motherfucking...
He needs to make a dexterity save.
Oh! The floor of dexterity saving, bro.
You mean dexterity.
Yeah, you mean dexterity.
7 plus 7, 14.
Minus 15.
He fails?
Yeah.
How much damage does he take?
Oh, no. I don't want to damage him.
Can you just give him a good talking?
A little love tap of infernal fire.
He takes 2d10 of fire, so that is,
maximum damage?
Jesus Christ.
It's 16.
Yowza!
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's a reaction. Are you okay? You surprised me. I didn't mean to...
I'm tracking his HP.
Right. I didn't mean to surprise you. Oh my God, are you okay? Can we go, like... to one of our rooms and talk about this?
You are an assassin sent to kill me.
I am not an assassin.
You know about the Sky Reaver.
Oh my God.
I bought it from a shipment thing.
My bum ass fucking kids hired you.
No, they
didn't. Really shitty private investigators and you found me. He flips the table and now I'm singed. I gotta go.
Do we know what's happening? Can we see them?
Yeah, you're right there.
Oh, okay, great.
Jen goes, whoa, 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 whoa.
I am not a private investigator.
Well, I guess that's clear.
I bought your ship from a thing, and I saw your picture on the wall, your note out of your coffin.
The Astro Bazaar.
Bazaar.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
They pawned my ship?
They did, and I got it, and I don't have it anymore.
I did love that ship.
It was
I really did.
The ship. It was sickening.
I pull out this axe. Look at this. We found this incredible axe.
Trudy!
Oh my God.
But I'm not here to tell you. I don't even know who your sons or cousins or whatever the hell they are. I know about you because your pictures are plastered all over that ship.
And we're fans of a sort.
I mean, yeah, your ship.
And if somebody wanted to get you, this is a terrible place.
Jersey sees Trudy and Trudy is the battle axe. Yeah. And he reaches for it and pushes a button right at the bottom. And the blade of it sparkles, and then it like kind of starts displaying all these like stats and information and stuff like that. And he's like, "Oh, you've been good to her." And then he pushes the button again, and it turns off. And he hands it back.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Okay, well, you bought my ship. You used Trudy.
I also have this, and it's the stone that I got from it—the Stone of Return.
Oh my God! Deep cut.
Yeah. I mean, I found your throwing rock,
Skippy.
Yes, I guess so.
It's not useful unless it's named.
Well, it's a good thing it has a name.
Exactly.
So, yes, as you can see.
What are your names?
I'm Peek.
Beatrice.
Beatrice.
I don't know why I don't want him to know my name.
Brandel.
Brandel. Brandel, Beatrice, and Peek. You know, you really should have a B name. And he looks at Peek.
It's actually Beak. You miss her.
It's pretty loud in here.
Oh, my God.
All right, group deception check.
I did not
try to deceive my name.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's not. I didn't lie about my name.
It's actually Beak.
15.
11.
You guys are bad liars.
Yeah, they are. My name's Peak.
I respect it, though.
Okay. Sorry. My name is Flandel.
Flandel. Peak.
Yeah.
Beatrice.
And I will not be giving another name until I reveal I can trust you.
Oh, okay. I feel like the, like, habeas corpus of it all, I should be the one that, like, gets the trust from you about what you're, like, now you're putting me in a position where I feel like I have to get your, I don't understand.
Confusion is a great weapon, young one.
It's working.
Listen, Gerzy.
I'm in pain.
I was wondering if we could, you know, Candori to Candori. I was wondering if we could chat privately.
You smell a little bit of the char of his burning flesh, and he's like, oh, well, I need to repair this anyways. It smells like barbecue.
No.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go. You can come to my room. And careful, I'm at my most powerful there, so don't try anything funny. No more burning, scary flame things.
I told you it was a reaction, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
You stay chill, we stay chill.
You made the first move. Remember that. I didn't attack you.
You did freak me out, though.
And I'm sorry.
Okay. We're all sorry. Except for me.
Right.
I feel great.
I'm sure you do.
But I'm dying.
All right, let's go to your room.
Oh, my God.
Weirdo.
I'm being dramatic. This will heal. Okay. So you all go back to the elevator. Muzak plays, and you see that he's like, oh, I fucking hate that. And he pushes a button, and it changes to heavy metal rock while he's in there.
Hell yeah.
Wait a minute. We could have been doing that the whole time.
I hacked the Arcano networks here, so.
Sick.
Yeah.
You're a bit of a engineer.
Artificer is what I prefer, but yeah, engineer is fine. Whatever you want to call it.
Did you build that ship? The Skyreaver?
That one? No, it's an heirloom.
Oh, okay.
And so the elevator opens up and he takes you all to his room and he's like, don't touch anything.
Got it. Yeah.
Can I sit?
Yeah, you can touch the chairs.
Okay.
But not that chair. And as he opens the door, there's one that's just covered in spikes. He's like, don't touch that one.
Seems logical. Thank you.
Perfect.
Is that your massage chair?
Acupuncture, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
And he sits in that one specifically. And he's like, And you see he's like, it's healing him somehow.
Right.
I put not during acupuncture time.
Got it.
We should put our bucket hats on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm better now. And you see that the charred, fleshy part just, like, falls off, and it's, like, a carapace, and there's, like, new exoskeleton right underneath it.
Sick.
Pork.
You hungry? No. I'm kidding.
Are you...
I'm kidding.
Gonna eat that, or...
Yummy.
Nasty.
I didn't get my cheesecake.
Kim?
Cheesecake? Oh, from the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, my God.
Can we speak privately in here?
And then, like, you see, like, a little shimmer of lattice hologram appears around saying, yep, dead zone.
Okay. How would you like to help us do something kind of crazy or wild?
I prefer predictability and...
How would you like to help us do something and make it become predictable?
Otherwise, you won't know what's happening.
You guys are trying to do something crazy?
Yeah, but we
wild, yeah.
Like to add a little bit of predictability into the mix.
We would like to win, so to speak.
Yeah. I love loaded dice. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
We want to do a few things. So we won at the Coliseum.
He's tinkering on the side right now, and you see he finishes, and he makes like a little metallic frog that's just like... like a cogwork just like leaps a little bit And then he like crushes it and starts building something else.
Great. So we won at the Colosseum yesterday, which means we are going to the banquet tomorrow.
Oh, twins. Me too.
Oh.
I say twins when it's like we're the same.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
And brilliant. So we're going to, all of us apparently are going to the banquet.
Yeah.
I'm a special guest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like they allow basically all arena champions are allowed to go back there.
Oh, you're an arena champion?
Oh, they banned me like decades ago. Yeah. Oh,
so from like winning a lot, right?
How do people keep getting banned?
Yeah, if it's been 20 years.
Well, I got banned 20 years ago. Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of people die.
Yes. Wait. So they actually die because we were under the impression that they don't.
They implemented a bit more humane rules in the past like 5 years or so. Altarians had a little bit of influence.
Oh.
It's like maybe we shouldn't kill the people that are like guests here that are trying to like, you know, we're trying to feed off of their like latent mental energy. It was like, yeah, it made sense. It's like, yeah, sounds like a winning strategy.
Altarians, that guy's got a lot of good ideas, huh?
Meh.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are trying to pull a heist of sorts.
Oh, interesting. What are you trying to steal?
Well, we're trying to steal something, and we are also trying to feel...
Oh, free. Don't be coy with Gersi.
We'll get there. Okay. Not being coy.
Ooh, you've got showmanship.
So all of the people that are being held here against their will, because they're trapped, we want to free them, and at the same time...
They love it. It's predictable. Day in, day out, they know exactly what they're doing.
You love it.
They're thrilled.
Can you read minds?
No.
Okay, then stop. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also want to take back the brain of Vanduul.
Oh, approximately, like, how many people don't like this setup here?
50-50?
I think enough to want to escape.
Yeah, but if we were to give like a percentage.
60-40.
60-40.
That's a good,
that's right.
Those are great numbers.
And if we have a distraction for long enough while that banquet is happening, the ones that want to escape will escape and the ones that want to stay will just stay.
Interesting.
There's something beautiful about
what happens after they escape? Oh, wait. He runs to like a little like Arcano circuit that has all these different, it looks like a fancy abacus, and he just starts going like this on it and like kind of doing stuff. And he's like, it's an uncertain outcome. What happens when I like, when 40% of the force leaves? Oh no, is it 60-40 the other way? 60% of the workforce leaves?
No, probably like 40 leave.
Okay, well let's just, let's hedge our bets here. And he's like running through it. He's like, oh, this could descend into chaos. This place will revert. The gambling syndicate would be no more. I don't know. It sounds risky. What do you want to steal?
Oh, shoot. We want to steal... We want to steal the brain of Vanduul.
We want to take it back.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Great.
Yeah,
do you want to help us? Does it sound enticing?
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do something and then... ruined this place, and this is my like decades long vacation every once in a while. So
you're so rich, you don't know other places.
Not places I like as much as this place.
Oh my god!
Shadow space was pretty cool.
Shadow space was
incredible.
Really
party.
They're really judgy.
The bazaar,
and you're
I
not.
I do like the bazaar.
So fun, and the best part about the bazaar: so many bazaar people.
But I used to take my kids there, and that's probably how they knew how to take the ship there and pawn it off in the first place. So I don't want to go back to the old haunts. You know,
makes sense.
It's just like in my old age, I'm a little scared to change. You know, it's hard.
It makes sense. It's hard to start over.
I've already done it four times. It's a fifth time just sounds so scary.
That's why we need your help, Gersi. You can help take this, what could be a potentially chaotic situation, and help us make it into the future that we want to see.
Also, it sounds like you're on a journey.
That sounds appealing to me.
Oh.
Great.
frightening.
Am I on a journey?
Yes.
Great. Sounds like your own journey. I like predictability.
We have to do more convincing than we need to.
I know, it's true. We need your help to. Okay, we can ensure that Altarian claims control of the colony, making sure that only people who want to be here are the people who are here. There's something beautiful about a system where everybody's buying in, right? Yeah. Okay. And we'll take care of Fangrax, who is against that, preventing the mind flayers from reverting to their evil ways, and we get what we want.
Interesting. Like playing his little abacus predictor thing. He's like, it's got a better chance of working. Who suggest us for?
There's another player yet to be determined.
Well, I gotta ask, because I didn't get this far by just looking out for the little guy. What's in it for me besides predictability? Got any new fun technology? Anything that's from a world that I've never seen before? Anything cool? Ooh, any leads on like fun planets to go to? Preferably ones that are not super agrarian, because that's so boring.
Do you know who Baba Yaga is?
No.
Oh my god, you and Baba Yaga would get along so...
You should meet her.
Let me see. No.
Oh, that planet is a fun time. It's like a one-on-one special life experience.
It's quite a gamble that if you can figure out how to predict, that would be the ultimate solve.
Uh-oh. I'm intrigued but scared.
Perfect.
Our good friend Thessalonius lives in a world.
Is that a nerd?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Other nerds, they always want to have a pissing contest and they just want to see who pisses more, and it's always me, so whatever.
All right. Got it.
I could send you a gift basket with hors d'oeuvres and...
Give me a persuasion check for a gift basket.
20.
I was going to have one of those Pepperidge Farm sausage logs.
If you want. Oh.
Don't they all come with that?
The good ones do.
Hell yeah, they do.
All right, you got it for a gift basket.
Perfect.
Wow. It really is easier than you
think. All right. How do we get back in contact with you?
He starts to pull out a silver beeper that looks very similar to the pink
one.
But then he looks down and sees your pink ones. He's like, Wiffle bottom.
Mm-hmm. We need all the help we can get. Listen.
What's she got?
Doesn't mean I'm
us?
A... I don't know. She's just got lots of power, lots of oomph. And we'll
Talk
probably need it, unfortunately.
Unpredictable. Ugh.
What's that mean?
She's like the epitome of like whimsy. Just does whatever she feels like.
Oh.
She's got like a couple goals. Grow the ballad, be a good time gal.
Grow the ballad.
Oh yeah, she mentioned that ballad. What's that ballad all about?
It's a never-ending song that she keeps workshopping, and no living bard can memorize everything in it because she's been going at this bullshit for longer than I've been alive.
Is it a spell or just a singy song?
It's a singy song.
Waste.
I agree.
Well.
Anyways, just careful, I guess. But here, if you... and he hands you all little silver beepers. They only have one button on them.
Do you know what this other button does on this pink one?
She likes to make sure that people don't get bored. So it it starts a game.
Ooh!
Oh my god.
Don't worry, I'll hold back. I'll press it later.
The hand hovers over the button.
Great.
All right.
Thanks, Gerzy.
And so Gerzy's thinking through and is like, okay, we'll bring this hiring into power. I'll think about this tonight and I'll send you some information in the morning after I figure out like what where I think I can like maybe help out a bit there. But yeah. As long as I can keep partying here, that's fine. I have to work. Okay.
One last job.
That sounds like a reference. Yeah, one last job. All right. And with that, he kind of starts shooing you all out. He's like, I need to think.
Before he shoos us out, can I just like take a closer look at the ship schematic that I recognize from Hearthspace? Does it have like a name?
Give me perception with a disadvantage because you're getting shooed out.
Okay. 17.
Disadvantage?
Yeah, I got
look 13, at you.
13 and a natural 20.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
The name of the ship is the Verdigris.
The Verdigris. Seem fixated on your Verdigris.
And you all are feeling pretty exhausted by this point. You've been in mortal combat with the next in line for the Elder Brain. You've went to a hospital, and you've never really seen a hospital look quite like that before. You didn't even know the word hospital before today. And you negotiated with a very powerful wizard as well as a curmudgeonly artificer. And so as you prepare for a long rest, that y'all can sleepy and healy, including Torin, who desperately needs it. Yeah, you all settle in into your individual rooms, or do you all go into the giant circle bed and sleep there?
I thought that was my bed.
Yeah.
It is just Jen's bed.
Yeah.
I go into my own little thing.
I guess I go into my own little room too.
Wonderful.
It's actually Beam Beam's bed.
And what are our departing thoughts as we drift into dreamland here?
Jen is starting to feel the effects of being in this place for a very long time. She feels like her usual senses of danger and feeling like she's pretty apt at navigating difficult situations has gone poof. And the up and down to all the floors is just really like she's dizzy. I think she's been drunk all day, technically.
A little bit, yeah.
So, yeah, just very confused. Keeps forgetting what the point of everything is, like why we're here, because we keep running into all these people and telling them each a different story to convince them.
Different names.
We'll see. She's trying to like mentally take note of all the lies to make sure she can keep up with them tomorrow/remember them. Yeah.
You hear that, listener? Lying can get you ahead as long as you keep your story straight.
Mm.
Life lesson.
Or keep your story gay.
Oh, steal Vespas, everyone. Steal Vespas.
Steal Vespas.
Flandel is looking at himself in the mirror and he's thinking about Torin confronting him earlier and being like, this place has changed him. And he's like, has it changed me? And then he reaches into his face and he takes out the black rimmed glasses and he holds them in his hand and then he tucks them into a pocket in his utility vest and then unzips the utility vest and then unbuttons his white collared shirt.
Whoa.
And he like kind of musses it up a little bit and he's like, okay.
In that moment, you inexplicably think of Jack and his like popped collar and like unbuttoned shirt, and you're realizing the fuck boy, maybe there's something to that.
Maybe there's something to that. Pops the collar.
No.
Oh my God.
Puts it down.
One step at a time.
Baby steps.
Wonderful.
I guess Peek just like gets into her room and sits down and like ruffles her hair back to normal out of the blonde. And just sits there and brings out the book of Hadar and just puts it down like somewhere safe and then just lays down and just like is just so tired and so exhausted from running around and everything and really realizing that she really doesn't like this place at all and can't wait to burn it all down. And doesn't like that it's like changing her friends and like the monotony of like gambling over and over and like fighting. She just wants to get that brain and get out. And also kind of thinking about Magenta and it's like, was she a friend of my mom or was she just like, I mean, we can obviously trust her. She's got a good, but like, I don't know.
As you kind of fade to sleep with your newfound friend,
and family friend, so to speak, kind of on your mind. That image is there and you're thinking on it, and then suddenly collapse to black. And then a pale green light starts to come from like a pinprick point in your mind's eye as you are deep in slumber. And a voice starts to ring through across the cosmos for the first time directly in such a long time. You recall the very first time that you opened that book and formed a link with Hadar himself. And you hear a voice and it says,
"Destroy Brain."
Boy, having an elder god tell you to murder a giant brain just sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Speaking of a lot, we want to thank you a lot for listening to this episode of Queers on Dice. If you liked what you heard, you know what to do. Head over to your podcast platform of choice, give us 5 stars, write a review, find the next person you see randomly on the street, and tell them that your favorite TTRPG actual play podcast is Queers on Dice, and then ask them or force them to subscribe to us. Simple, non-intrusive actions like this can really help new listeners find us and the incredible queer art that we're making. Speaking of queer art, if you want to be more involved in helping create it yourself, consider subscribing to our Patreon. Our patrons are 1, amazing, 2, hot, 3, tastemakers, 4, they get access to the Discord. 5, they get access to exclusive content. 6, they get the chance to influence the events of the actual game. 7, they're sexy and we love them. And that could be you. So consider it. Head on over to patreon.com/queersondice and give it a whirl. You're going to love it. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And we'll catch you at the next one. Until then.
Haduli? Haduliana?
Sorry, wrong number. And then,
oh, okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Whoa, all these shit. Dreams and visions.
These dreams.
How they come
to me. These dreams make me close my eyes. And